This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some key legislation.
The Senate bills 1168 and 810.
Wednesday afternoon saw time spent on Senate bills 1168 and 810. Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman of Arnold is the sponsor. She tells colleagues her proposal would modify provisions relating to public funding of abortion facilities and affiliates and provisions relating to Missouri HealthNet providers.
Make it clear in statute that this body and the state does not want any funds to be used or provided to a provider who is affiliated with Planned Parenthood.
During discussion, Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County offered an amendment that would add exceptions for rape and incest.
I think the consensus is that Missouri law went too far when they banned all abortions.
Discussion could continue at any time on Senate bills 1168 and 810.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate concurrent resolution number.
On Monday afternoon, Missouri senators sent Senate concurrent resolution 23 to the Missouri House of Representatives. Senator Nick Schroer of O'Fallon is the sponsor. He says this resolution seeks to make a change relating to Missouri's virtual instruction program.
This was a proposed rule by DESE to implement House Bill 1552, provisions therein on full-time virtual schooling from 2022.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Carla May of St. Louis says this change may be based on funding schools based on attendance versus enrollment.
Their position was they disagree that it should be paid based on enrollment. And the other people, they wanted to be based on enrollment.
Committee hearings also continue.
Senate Bill 1032. And
on Tuesday, the Missouri Senate Select Committee on Empowering Missouri Parents and Children held its inaugural hearing. Committee Chair Senator Curtis Trent of Battlefield sponsors Senate Bill 1051. He says this proposal seeks to allow the enrollment of non-resident students in public school districts.
Provide more opportunities for parents and students to have an educational opportunity that best fits their needs.
The panel also heard
high school student collapses at football games.
Senate Bill 1081. Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City is the sponsor. She tells the committee her legislation would require public schools to develop cardiac emergency response plans.
Often the last thing anyone is thinking about is the possibility that someone will have a sudden cardiac arrest emergency. However, sudden cardiac arrest is the leading cause of death for student athletes.
Committee action has not yet been taken on either of these bills.
I think that has some good stuff in it. By and large, there are two issues that are nonpartisan, in my opinion.
As for what could be coming, Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rodden of Columbia says some lawmakers plan to look at illegal immigration in some fashion yet this session.
We're just trying to figure out a way to do what we can do. Obviously, we're not a border state. We're not going to act like we are, but I think there's some things we can do to address some things and make Missouri a safer place generally.
In the meantime, the first House bill to come to the Missouri Senate is House Bill 1989. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence says he wonders how far open enrollment will go this session.
I think there are more people in this chamber, nonpartisan, that don't agree with open enrollment.
Missouri senators are now one-third through the 2024 legislative session.
4 p.m.
You've heard the motion, Mr. Chairman.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.